Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
A new report is looking at the amount of trees lost in Sequoia and in the national park system here in the United States. According to the Visalia Times Delta newspaper, obtained a copy of a report that describes catastrophic destruction from the Castle Fire, which charred 273 square miles of timber in Sequoia National Park. Joining us is the lead author of the new report, Christy Brigham, who's Chief of Resources Management and Science at Sequoia and Kings Canyon National Parks. Christy, thank you very much for being with us today. We appreciate it very much. Detail for us, please, how this survey of the Sequoias was conducted.
Yeah, thanks, Larry. Thanks for having me to talk about this important initial estimate. This report is the combined effort of USGS scientists, Forest Service scientists, National Park Service scientists, and Save the Redwoods League scientists. Myself and Dr. Nathan Stevenson at USGS pulled data from the fire itself, satellite data indicating how much area that had sequoia groves had burned at high severity. And then we used some other field estimates from previous fires to combine those two to estimate how many large sequoias over 4 feet in diameter we think were burned up in this fire.
Now, we tend to think of sequoias, like their cousin redwoods, to be pretty strong, pretty resilient when it comes to fire. What was it about the Castle Fire that made it particularly destructive to the sequoias?
Larry, that's such a good point, and you're exactly right, and that's one of the most startling aspects of this result, is that these trees are incredibly fire-resistant. They're adapted to fire. They rely on low-severity fire. Never before has a fire killed this many trees, and unfortunately, the conditions that led to the Castle Fire still exist for many of our other groves, and those three conditions are 100 years of fire suppression that has led to a more dense forest, combined with our 2012 through 2016 climate change-driven hotter drought that killed a lot of those trees and made them into fuels. And then you combine that with continuing drought and extreme weather, high winds, and it's a recipe for disaster. And it was a disaster, and those conditions are still threatening so many of our remaining old growth this fire season.
You were mentioning about climate and the effects on drying out the forest. Also, these huge trees are a big factor in cleansing the environment, right?
They are. They're so critical. We love them for so many reasons. They're so charismatic with their shaggy bark and their funny, quirky broccoli tops, and the fact that they're 2,000 years old makes us feel humbled. But they also provide so many ecosystem benefits. They take a lot of carbon out of the air. They produce oxygen. They hold the soil in place. They store water. They store snow. They're an amazing provider of ecosystem services.
So this 10 to 14% loss of the mature giant sequoias and how long it takes for sequoias to grow, I mean, how long would it take to replenish the population at the rate of growth?
Yeah. Oh, Larry, that's such a heartbreaking question. So we, as you said, we estimate based on this satellite data, and we're in the field right now trying to verify those numbers, that we may have lost 10 to 14% of the entire natural population of giant sequoias over 4 feet in diameter. Now, in that size class, some of those trees are 2,000 to 3,000 years old. And it takes 600 to 800 years to get back a tree that size. Now, some of them were probably younger, maybe only 200 years old, which for lots of trees, that's pretty darn old. But for a sequoia, that's young. So when we look at this loss, we consider it irreplaceable within our lifetimes and something that will be, those groves will be recovering for generations.
Given that we've not seen these thousands of year old trees lost in fires previously, does this argue, in your view, for a more proactive approach to clearing the forests or doing controlled burns to try and cut the severity of fires?
Exactly. You're exactly right, Larry. You clearly know this issue. To me, it is a call to action, an incredibly high level of urgency to look at every tool in the toolbox to do this restoration thinning, to return the forest to a fire resilient state as it should be. We know we're going to get more wildfires. This is California. We have a lot of lightning. We have a lot of people. We used to have great tribal burning, native steward burning. So we need to break out every tool in the toolbox and work together as forest managers across the board to address this call to action and do thin these fuels out of the forest and bring back fire resilient forests.
We're talking with Sequoia and Kings Canyon National Parks Chief of Resource Management and Science, Christy Brigham. She's the lead author of this new report that has been prepared to detail the loss of giant mature sequoias in the two parks, Kings Canyon and Sequoia National Parks. And this, I think, was a shock to so many people, given the resiliency of these trees historically, to see that between 10 and 14% are estimated to have been lost. And those are of the mature trees. These are the ones with the larger trunks that she was describing, minimum 4 feet diameter. If you have questions for her about the study, we're at 866-893-KPECC, 866-893-5722. Christy, are visitors to the parks going to see very clearly this loss, or do you have to really get into the backcountry, where you did the aerial observation to see the degree of loss?
Yeah, that's a great question, Larry. And just a quick clarification, this estimate is over the whole area that burned, which included Park Service, Forest Service, state lands, so a whole mix of, it's not just on the national park, this devastating loss.
Okay.
And
good
that
to
relates to your question. So if you are a fan of Freeman Creek Grove, which is a fairly easy grove to access on the forest, or if you've been to Alder Creek Grove, which is a Save the Redwoods property, in those areas, you visitors will see the devastation. Most of our visitors to Sequoia and Kings Canyon National Parks, they won't see them because our groves are pretty far into the wilderness, and most of the severely burned groves don't even have trails to them. So it is a little bit of a hidden loss, which is one of the many reasons why I so appreciate yours and others' coverage of this story.
Well, Christy, I want to say on behalf of our listeners, we appreciate you and your colleagues so much. And I know you are just going to be inundated with visitors this summer because so many people have pent up energy and want to get outdoors and are going to be heavily using our national parks. And thanks to you and all your colleagues for the tremendous commitment that you have to the work that you do, to educating those of us in the public that need to learn more about these extraordinary spaces that we have and historic places here in California and elsewhere in the country. So thank you very much for what you do.
Thank you, Larry, and thank you for what you do. I love your show.
Oh, thanks so much. Christy Brigham, She's Chief of Resources Management and Science at Sequoia and Kings Canyon National Park. She's the lead author of this survey looking at the extensive destruction of the Castle Fire on the giant groves of sequoias right here in California. You're listening to Air Talk on 89.3 KPECC and the KPECC app.
The LAS Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at las.com/sweeps.